As for our sermon this Monday, Thursday, our gospel reading from Matthew 26, especially these words. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." So far, our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus knows exactly what's going to happen. He's God, after all. He knows that this is it. The fulfillment of the Passover, the fulfillment of all of history. All of the promises that God made, going all the way back to Adam and Eve. This is it. He takes that bread, that unleavened bread, a reminder of the people leaving Egypt so quickly during the time of Moses, and God rescuing them with outstretched arm. He takes that cup of blessing, that bitter wine, a reminder of their suffering in Egypt. He tells them the truth of what is to be. Jesus knows what's going to happen. He knows it is Judas Iscariot who will betray him in the garden, one of his own disciples. He knows that they will arrest him and put him on trial. Those same people who were crying, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," on Palm Sunday, will shout, "Crucify him." And Pilate will give in. Jesus knows that he'll be beaten and whipped and flogged and crowned with thorns. He knows that he will carry that cross through the streets to Golgotha and be hung. Jesus knows what's coming up. He knows what's going to happen. For this is why he was born. This is why God took on flesh. This is why he was baptized. This is why Jesus performed every miracle and spoke every sermon. For these upcoming moments, this is it. Jesus knows what's going to happen. On that cross, Jesus will take on himself the sins of all sinners and pay the price before God the Father. What does that look like? Paying for all of our eternal sentences in hell in those moments on that tree. My God, why have you forsaken me? That's what it looks like. Jesus knows what's going to happen, and so he gives his disciples that bread and wine, his body and blood, and tells them to do this. Not just that night, but continually, as often as they meet together, to do this. Receive him who would die for them, for the forgiveness of their sins. You see, Jesus knows what's going to happen. All of the difficulties and trials those disciples will face after Pentecost, how they will be arrested and persecuted and even killed for proclaiming Jesus Christ as God. Jesus knows. So he gives them this meal to forgive their sins and strengthen their faith, that they would be ready in this dark world. Jesus knows what's going to happen. That's why he gives this meal, not just to the disciples, but to you as well. Jesus knows all of the pain, all of the suffering, all of the difficulty, all of the tempts and taunts of the devil. the trials of this world in your life. He knows without his help and support, you would surely be overcome by them all. Easy prey for the devil. So Jesus gives you this meal, that you would not be overcome, that your faith would be strengthened during these days of testing and trying, and that you would have confidence and assurance that your sins are forgiven. This is not some memorial meal that Jesus gives. Jesus gives you his body and blood. He says so. Take, eat. This is my body. Take, drink. This is my blood. He says it simply, clearly, explicitly, that you would simply believe his words, that you would trust Jesus when he says, this is my body, this is my blood, that you would see all of the miracles he did with the power of his voice, and believe. Believe that the man who could speak demons away. Believe that the guy who could call out the dead from tombs. Believe that the one who could with a word calm a storm. Believe that he, because he says it, it is his body and blood. Those early disciples believed exactly that. They knew what Jesus was giving them, maybe not on Maundy Thursday, but soon thereafter they understood. This gift, this body and blood of Jesus is for us, for sinners, that we would avail ourselves of it. We who are suffering and in need, we who are tempted and tried, we who are sinners would come before God and receive what God has to give to us, his very body and blood. The same body crucified there on the tree, the same blood coming from that riven side of our Savior. Yes. That same body raised on the third day, and that same blood raised up. That body, that blood, that Jesus comes to you that you would have exactly what he promises, the forgiveness of your sins. That's why we gather for divine service, to hear the words of our Savior, and to receive him who died for us. We need this gift as we live our lives here in this dark world. We need this great sacrament as we live with our sinful selves. We need Jesus day after day. Jesus knows. He knows our need. And he well supplies it. On that first Maundy Thursday, Jesus fulfills the Passover by giving those disciples his body and blood. Jesus gives you the same, just himself, just Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins and the strengthening of your faith, that you would not grow weary, but be strong and courageous in Jesus your Savior. Amen.